The Wire.
Their relationships with their girlfriends or their wife. No one, they shouldn't have more than one wife at a time.
Aotearoa, in particular Te Waipounamu, the South Island, is home to unique braided rivers, or rivers that are both land and water, with channels throughout the rivers that cause them to change throughout the seasons. In early 2023, a group of scientists, lawyers, planners, policy experts and engineers formed a group named The Land the Law Forgot, with hopes to advocate for the protection of braided rivers, which sometimes go unspoken for in legislation as a grey area between land and water. Advocacy from the group has in part resulted in the Natural and Built Environments Act of 2023, which exempts braided rivers from the same umbrella as riverbeds under the previous Resource Management Act and means that they can be protected under their own circumstances. I spoke to Professor Anne Brower of the University of Canterbury School of Earth and Environment, who is the lead author of the recently published research paper New Zealand's Braided Rivers, The Land the Law Forgot, about how braided rivers need to be protected moving forward. Do you want to start by just explaining a little bit about what braided rivers are and why they're so unique?
Right, so braided rivers are rivers that have more than one channel. So they're braided because they have lots of mini channels that wiggle around the landscape and braid together and apart and together and apart. And they're quite defining aspects of landscapes, especially down on the South Island. They create landscapes, and they created the Canterbury Plains, for example. But they also really, they're so big and so visually striking that they are really defining, I hate the word iconic, but they are iconic aspects of the landscapes of the South Island. I remember years ago I had a friend who was going to come visit from New Mexico, so from the U.S., and I asked him, well, what do you want to do? You know, let me know so I can start planning. He said, you know, what I really want to do is see braided rivers. I just really want to see a braided river in its natural environment, unconfined. I said, okay, that's easy. But what's unique about the South Island is that it is, for the moment, easy to see braided rivers in their natural, unconfined state. What's unique about it is that most places in the world, braided rivers have been confined. So they've been squished into a single channel, or they've been channelized, basically squished. So there aren't very many places in the world where braided rivers are in their natural, iconic, landscape-defining state.
Could you speak a little bit about how braided rivers interact with the land around them and what they're most at risk from?
Yeah, well, because braided rivers are not one channel, they wiggle and waggle and braid across the landscape. They have land in between the braids. And there are bits of the braided river area that are dry. In fact, much of the braided river area at any one point in time, when it's not in flood, is going to be dry. And so what can happen is that when the braided river sort of area looks dry, people might develop. They might put irrigation in or plant forestry crops or do things in the braid plains. But that land is actually temporary because come the next really big flood, like the Rangitata floods of 2019, it's going to be underwater again. So braided rivers are at risk of squishage or encroachment from development happening on the dry bits of Braided Rivers, the bits right next to Braided Rivers that on any given day could actually become river again. So in order for Braided Rivers to be Braided Rivers, in order for them to remain braided, they need a lot of space to move around. And they are at risk from that space to move around being occupied by pivot irrigators and other types of anthropogenic or man-made development.
So could you speak a little bit about the group, The Land the Law Forgot, and what progress has been made thus far in protecting braided rivers?
Yeah, so The Land the Law Forgot is a group of scientists, so physical geographers and human geographers and lawyers, the practicing lawyers, and people with a shared interest in braided rivers from inside and outside governments and inside and outside the scientific academy. So within universities, but also outside of universities. So it's quite a diverse group of people with an interest in braided rivers. And we came together about exactly a year ago to have a workshop to talk about what changes, those risks that we've just been talking about, the risks of encroachment, human activity encroaching into the space that the braided rivers need to move around, to wiggle and waggle across the landscape. When that space gets taken up by human development, the braided rivers stop being braided, basically. They get squished, and their habitat is changed and destroyed. So we came together to make some recommendations to government about how legislation could remember those spaces, because we called it the Land the Law Forgot, because these dry bits in and around braided rivers aren't well catered for by legislation. The law forgot about those spaces. The law forgot about that land. And so we came together to talk about how the law could remember that land and how the law could do better to manage sustainably that land that the law had previously forgotten.
That was Professor Anne Brower of the University of Canterbury School of Earth and Environment speaking to me about her research in the protection of Aotearoa's unique braided rivers.